Governor!
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
All right, before we get to the Lord, Samantha Markle is speaking out. Oh, did you guys read by any chance that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Montecito home was trespassed over Christmas?
I know. They got Thomas and threw him out.
No, but I just thought that legitimizes their concerns over lack of security, that people were already trespassing in Christmas.
That's their problem.
Okay, well, they got another problem. Her name is Samantha Markle, and she won't shut up. She is speaking out again this time. Well, she may be saying something that some say could be true, including Brandon. In a conversation with TMZ, Samantha Markle had this to say about Harry and Meghan.
I see it ending in divorce unless they get extensive counseling and can agree to work on being honest, to work on apologies to everyone that they've damaged in the course of this bull in a china shop 2-year spiel. And the minute I believe he starts dissenting or pulling back from her, I think it can get nasty unless he has a really good lawyer or they have really good counselors. I don't know what it's going to take.
You want
Well, she went from a psychologist to marriage counselor, and now we're going from that.
London's calling. We have a gentleman on the phone who is the one of the few black members, maybe the only black member, of the House of Lords. And full disclosure, I have spent a little time with this gentleman. We're not close friends, but acquaintances. His name is Lord Taylor. He's married to an American, like Harry is. His wife is white, so he's in a biracial couple. But he was made a baron. I think, Lord Taylor, you were made a baron and a member of the House of Lords by the Queen in 1996, is that?
That's right, yes. In 1996, the Queen ennobled me, so I became Lord Taylor of Warwick, and at the time I was the only black lord in the world. Mm. Even now, there are, 7.5 billion people on the planet, and I'm the only one with that name, Lord Taylor of Warwick.
Wow.
So it's quite a unique distinction.
That's wild.
What an honor. I'm dying to know what it was like to meet the Queen.
Well, I've met her on several occasions. The Queen is a very dignified lady, very friendly, believes in loyalty to the royalty. And those are two things that, very much guide her light through life. And, she's very gracious and I was very honored to be ennobled.
Let me ask you this. This is what we wanted to get to because of all the controversy about the interview with Harry and Meghan and Oprah and all of this. You're sort of in the middle of everything there, being in the House of Lords. And when she was there in Britain before they got married, after they got married, before they decided to step back from their duties, what was your perception of how Meghan was being treated, one, by the royal family, and two, by the press and the public?
Well, in terms of the public, I believe that she was treated well. The media, more difficult to explain. I'm not going to say all of the British media is racist. That would be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But there were certain elements of the British media that described her in ways that could be described as racist. I mean, for example, the Daily Mail, I think it was in 2016, they described her as straight out of Compton.
Oh.
And then they put brackets. Almost. She wasn't actually raised in Compton, but where she was raised, yes, I think had its own crime problems, and she was raised in relative poverty. So they said straight out of Compton, and then brackets almost, sort of indicating that she was from a sort of gangster background, which I think was very unfair. And of course, the media generally here made constant references to, mixed race, mixed race, mixed race, as if that was the most important thing about her.
Right.
And clearly it wasn't the most important thing. Your skin color, your racial heritage is not the most important thing about a person. It's like Martin Luther King said, it's not the color of your skin, it's the content of your character that is the most important thing.
And speaking
but
of character,
emphasizing.
They pitted her against Kate Middleton, even down to the way Kate would eat an avocado versus Meghan.
Yeah, that's right. They made comparisons with Princess Kate. And of course, Kate is married to Prince William, who is Prince Harry's brother. And they always referred to Princess Kate in very glowing terms because, of course, she fits the image. She's white and, comes from a middle-class background.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this comparison in relation to the baby bump because when Meghan was pregnant, expecting her baby Archie, she would constantly pat her baby bump in a very protective manner. But the media seemed to, or certain elements of the media seemed to sort of want to portray that as being obsessive. You know, why is she being so defensive? You know, why isn't she as relaxed as Kate, who just got on with her duties as normal and wouldn't, pass her baby, bump? Or if Kate did, it was more because, that's what a mother does. But when it comes to Meghan, she's obsessive. Well, this is not right.
So
there's that unfavorable comparison.
So you saw them as being really hyper-focused on her, hyper-critical in certain elements of the press about her as a human being and her as a potential mate for Harry, right?
Yes, I think there are also other elements. I mean, she's a divorcee, she mm-hmm. was an actress, and, she wasn't, although she was well as an actress, she wasn't a Hollywood A-star actress. She was in a TV series called Suits, I believe, but it was really the mixed-race African-black heritage that they kept repeatedly emphasizing. And, of course, comparing her upbringing and background to that of Prince Harry, who was basically raised in palaces.
Right.
And went to private schools.
You don't blame Meghan and Harry for feeling the way they do then, do you?
Well, the way I look at it, I've been the victim of racism all my life. Mm-hmm. My attitude is this. You have a choice. You know, life isn't about chance, it's about choice. And I've always made a choice to rise above the racism. You don't get bitter, you get better. Mm-hmm. And let's be brutally honest here. Living as a princess in a palace, I can think of worse experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I have sympathy in that I have no doubt she was the victim of racism, but not from the British public, who I think adored her. You know, when it came to the actual wedding, I mean, the people that lined the streets and the bouquets and, mm-hmm. The TV coverage, and it was a lovely day. It didn't rain, which was a miracle in itself. Mm-hmm. It was a perfect day, and you could tell that the British public really warmed, especially young people. Mm-hmm. They could see that this was some fresh energy coming to the royal family, which, frankly, was looking a bit sort of pale and stale. And, of course, and because of Meghan's sort of heritage, she was very popular, and I think probably still is, in the Caribbean, in the Commonwealth.
Sure.
And of course, when she and Harry went on visits to the Commonwealth, they were adored. But it all sort of went wrong, I think, when it's not that they wanted a private life. They wanted it to be a life on their terms. In other words, she thought she might be the sort of Disney princess,
mm-hmm.
whereas I think she began to realize that really it's a life of service. Mm-hmm. It means going to old people's homes. It means opening garden centers. Mm-hmm. It means going to museums. It means, late nights, early mornings. It's a job. And I just have a feeling that, when the reality dawned on her, it just became too much because her background is very different.
Yeah.
In California. Now, during the interview with Oprah, she made certain comments which I find difficult to understand. She said that she didn't really understand what it was going to be like in reality as a member of the royal family. She didn't even Google Harry. Again, I find that very odd. If you're going to marry somebody, of course, surely you would Google your husband to see, what other people think of him. You know, she's an actress. Is she saying that before she took a role, she didn't learn her lines, she didn't do any research for her acting jobs? Of course not.
It came over
as a little, unreal what she was saying.
We're on the line with Lord Taylor of Warwick, a member of the House of Lords, and one half of a biracial couple himself. But when it was the hope, and I remember seeing these, folks in Britain saying, this is it. We're really turning a corner on racism. And she was symbolic of that. And then she became a victim of it, it seemed like, which was kind of a letdown for a lot of people.
Well, I agree on the first one when you said that this was symbolic of progress.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the royal family itself was going to be, multiracial and modern. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with you when you say that she's the victim of racism.
Right.
She has made certain allegations during the Oprah Winfrey interview, and allegations aren't evidence. You only heard one side of it. I have no doubt that stupid things may have been said to her, but stupid things are said to me every day on my first day in the House of Lords. Back in 1996, I went into a reception, the Chumley Room, and one of the old earls asked me to get him a gin and tonic because he thought I was the butler. he didn't realise I was a lord. And when one of the other lords came over and said, "Oh, Lord Taylor, are you settling in?" And the earl looked at me and said, "I'm so sorry. I thought you were the I thought you were the waiter.
Oh my God.
Did you get me the gin and tonic? And I said, well, because you asked me to. And I was going there anyway. I was getting myself a drink. I didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, things are said out of ignorance, sometimes out of malice. You have to rise above these things.
Right.
By running away or by reacting in anger, you actually empower the racist, whether that remark was unintentional or malicious. Right. And it gives Britain, or in particular the royal family, a bad name, because she, if you recall, she didn't actually say which member of the royal family asked about the potential color of her baby's skin, you know, Archie's skin.
Right.
So it was made clear it wasn't the Queen and it wasn't Prince Philip. And that has left everybody guessing, well, who was it? Was it Prince Charles? Yeah. You know, was it Prince William? That's even more dangerous.
Yes. I really wanted to get your take on this, Lord Taylor. What impact do you think this whole interview and the bombshells is having or will have on the royal family?
The reality is Prince Harry is number 6 in line to the crown. In other words, he's never going to be king.
Mm-hmm.
He's a minor royal. If he was next in line, if this had happened to Prince William or Prince Charles, yes, but Prince Harry is never going to be king. So we must put it in that context.
Mm-hmm.
Archie, again, is never going to be king. So one has to see it there. The royal family is bigger than any one individual, and certainly bigger than Harry and Meghan.
Lord Taylor, you are a fascinating individual in your own right. Folks, if you want to look up Lord Taylor, you have a great website, The Love Story Between You and Your Wife, Laura, and I can say that we've had a couple of occasions to spend a little time together. You are always the most well-dressed person in any room.
Well, the thing is, I used to get my, I used to get seats from Lord and Taylor, and I remember getting a complaint. One was a complaint and one was a query from a lady, and I think she was in Washington, saying, when does your store open? Because I've got to get a shirt for my husband. And I had to explain that I'm not Lord and Taylor, the men's outfit. I'm Lord Taylor of Warwick, a member of the House of Lords.
And then she wrote back
and said, oh, that's great, but when does your store open?
I love it. Lord Taylor, thank you for your time,
yep, no
your
problem.
Take on everything. And the website, folks, is Lord Taylor, not Lord and Taylor, but LordTaylor.org. And I just hope, you know, I know you guys will wind up in L.A. at some point in time. We'd love to see you sometime in person.
Yes, I look forward to that. Look forward to seeing you again.